Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva. They've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral. All out of the OSU Wheat Breeding Program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901. 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, a big weekend full of fellowship, great speakers, and informative sessions at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's convention this weekend. Cattlewoman of the Year was Dr. Cheryl DuVeast. I had the opportunity to catch up with Dr. DuVeast after her award, who said she was so grateful and so surprised.
Thank you, Casey. Yes, I was extremely surprised, especially when I saw my family in the background, all of the students there, and my sisters who traveled from other states to be here. It was a great time to just look up and see all of them.
Talk a little bit about what maybe led up to this moment. You've been active in this organization for years, and we all got to hear a little bit about it, but what have been some of your favorite moments in the Cattlewomen?
Well, being an educator, it really is important to me to be working with our youth. And sometimes people think of the term youth as 4-H'ers and FFA'ers, but we still have our college students who are building their careers and finding out where they want to be in the cattle industry. So being able to work with the young women and men, but as one of the advisors to the Oklahoma Collegiate Cattlewomen, it's truly been a blessing to be able to work with those young women who are now in professions all across the country that are impacting cattle and helping to build beef demand.
Once again, congratulations to the Oklahoma Cattlewoman of the Year, Dr. Cheryl DuVeast. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Ethan Lane was on hand at this year's OCA convention and gave us an update on policy. Ron Hayes has the story.
After being in Oklahoma this last weekend, Ethan Lane back to Washington this week, watching the appropriations process in the House of Representatives. Thanks to the new appropriations chair, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, they're making good progress.
This Congress has moved this year quicker than we expected them to. They've got all 12 bills out of committee. They're working them on the floor. Ag Appropes, we expect to be on the floor this week. If you'll remember, that is the one that shut down the appropriations process last September. You know, we'll see if they've got a better handle on, you know, where everybody's at this time around. I think they do, but it'll be a full featured floor vote and markup as it always is. You'll see amendments from folks that weren't in that ag appropriations markup. It's a pretty complicated endeavor to get that ag appropriations bill across the House floor. So we will be plugged in and cinched tight and watching that process this week.
Cattle industry lobbyist Ethan Lane. I'm Ron Hayes.
You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.